Hello everyone and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the 7 auto thrusting dashing button real feel stroker masturbation cup from Acme Joy. So this is, it's seemingly like a very simple toy that I've reviewed countless times. It has an insert that thrusts, it goes up and down like this, and you would think that it's pretty standard. However, there are some unique features to this toy that make it stand out from the pack. So let me just take the cap off. Here is the insert. It doesn't necessarily look like a vagina, it just has a hole, it has a texture. What's interesting about this insert, what makes this toy unique, is the way the insert works. So normally, with toys that do like a thrusting type of action, the entire insert is in like a chamber that goes up and down like this. So the whole insert will do this. Now that's fine, but this one has like a two-part insert. Now what this does, this allows the insert to move much faster. So you're getting a lot more speed and a lot more, what's the word I'm looking for? Well, the speed and variety when it comes to like the things that the toy can do, just because it's moving less. So you put the insert in, you put this through the lip to hold it in place like this. Okay, so here the toy is in. It's gonna be hard, I can't show you. I wish this was like see-through so I could show you it, but let me turn it on so show you something. I don't think you can't, can you see, let me see if you can see that. Okay. So what's going on, for those of you who are like, what's going on? So this is like its vibration mode. It doesn't actually have a bullet vibrator in it. What it does is the motor kind of stutters as it's going up and down. So the stuttering motor causes the toy to vibrate, but it doesn't actually have a separate vibrator, which is very interesting. I've never seen that before. So you have different vibrations by clicking on this plus or minus sign. Here, I'll just, you can see it. This is high, I assume. And then you can see like a different patterns. You know, kind of, this is normally what you see in a lot of toys. Now, normally I don't mess around with these other settings. I just go with high. Now, what if you're like, I don't want this weird stuttering vibration. I just want it to go. I want it to go full on 100% all the way. Well, there's a secondary button here. It has like a lightning bolt. And this activates like it goes as fast and as hard as it can. So it doesn't vibrate. It doesn't do the stuttering. It just goes. So you can see it going. All right. So it's not stuttering. It's not vibrating. You can even see, look, you can see the cap kind of pulsing. All right. And that's all the toy does. So it's a pretty simple toy. It has a headphone jack. I don't really test the moaning. I don't care. The sound quality is never good. If you're into the moaning, I recommend just like having a Bluetooth speaker and playing some ASMR or porn or something. The built-in sound files are always garbage. And then this is the charging port. It does come with a cord that's USB powered for charging. It's a proprietary cord. So unfortunately, I prefer my cords to be micro USB. Or something that like you're gonna have a lot of anyway. When they're proprietary, sometimes they get lost, and then if you can't find the right cord, you may not be able to charge your toy, but it is what it is. I'd like to see more toys using micro USB and other like common interfaces rather than these proprietary things. The one exception I will say is the ones that are supposed to be water resistant, they usually have like, it looks like a headphone jack, and it stabs through the water proof kind of silicone seal in order to get to the charge port. That makes sense because, you know, you want it to be waterproof, so kind of stabbing it through the silicone to get to the charging port makes sense, because then when you pull it out, the silicone closes around it so it maintains its water tightness. But when it comes to a toy like this, I'd like to see this be micro USB if possible, but it is what it is. So what I think about this toy, I loved it. I really think that the design of, instead of having the whole insert go up and down, just having this front part go up and down was a really good call. It allowed the toy to do things that I haven't seen another toy do. So this is a really good recommend. And the benefit of a toy like this, it's realistic. So it doesn't spin because a woman's vagina doesn't spin. It does what a woman's vagina does, which is like thrust, you know, it's like a girl riding you or jerking you off or giving you a really aggressive head. And it works. It works really well. Now, is this the greatest thrusting toy ever? No. So let me put this up against the Leighton Future. So this is the Leighton Future. This is the best thrusting toy I've ever seen. However, to put these in the same category, even though they both perform the same function, they're like thrusting, realistic sex toys. The difference is the Leighton Future is $200. The 7 auto thrusting dashing button real feel stroker masturbation cup from Acme Joy is $85, and I have a $10 off coupon, so it's $75. So $75 versus $200. So while I can say that the Leighton Future is the better thrusting toy, you're paying a lot more for it. So for its price range, for its price point rather, the $75 Acme Joy Real Feel Stroker, fantastic. Best thrusting toy that I've used in that price point, from the $50 to $100 range, this is the best. So if you're looking for a realistic thrusting toy, not spinning, nothing crazy, you want a realistic experience, this is what I would recommend if you're looking at a toy between $50 and $100. If you're willing to spend a little more, if you want to spend like something closer to $200, then I'd recommend the Leighton Future. But the Leighton, oh man, the camera's all blurry. How long has that been going on? I just realized the video has been blurry this whole time. I apologize. So I zoomed the camera a bit out so you can get a better look at the toy. Sorry for the blurry picture. I adjusted my camera setting, so hopefully that doesn't happen. Anyway, this is the Leighton Future. The Leighton Future is the toy I recommend if you're looking at the best in class, and you're willing to pay like $200. But if you're looking for a fantastic toy within the $50 and $100 range, this is a good toy. I really like the unique design. I like the way it works. I think it's very innovative, the way they use like a stuttering thrust to create vibration rather than just having like a bullet vibrator built into it. It's a little bulky. It's basically as bulky as the Leighton Future, which is, you know, it's pretty big. But for $75, you really can't go wrong. It's a very good deal for what it does, for its price range and how it performs. So I do recommend the Acme Joy 7 Auto Thrusting Dashing Button Real Feel Stroker Masturbation Cup if you're looking for a thrusting realistic toy within the $50 to $100 range. So thank you, Acme Joy, for sending me this toy. I have a $10 coupon code. So this will lower the price from $85 to $75. So fantastic deal. Make sure you get it just in time for Black Friday too. So anyway, that's it. Thank you, Acme Joy, for sponsoring this video. This is Turd Flinging Monkey. Thank you for watching, and I'll see you next time.